A woman has been ordered to pay a $2,500 fine after she was found guilty of paddling too close to orcas in Ucluelet 4 years ago. Christy Jameson, 40, was convicted Tuesday of breaching the Federal Fisheries Act after she was filmed paddleboarding near a pod of transient killer whales in Ucluelet Harbor. The federal regulations require a 200-meter buffer. Kirsty Wald, chief of emerging programs of enforcement at the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, said she believes the provincial court decision is the first of its kind involving a paddleboarder. A video and an investigation by DFO, in addition to witness reports, established that Jameson grabbed her paddleboard and launched it in the water, paddling directly toward the pod on January 19, 2021, well within the 200 meters buffer, said Wald. The pod, which included two calves, spent a lot of time in the harbor and were highly visible, drawing attention from many who gathered to watch, Wald said, adding that they were likely teaching their young how to hunt for pinnipeds. Jameson's actions were disclosed to DFO's reporting line, sparking an investigation. The Fisheries Act is clear that the buffer zone applies to any conveyance used for transport, which includes human-powered options, such as kayaks and paddleboards. It also applies to aircraft, and a drone operator and a filming company have been charged under the Act, Wald said. The rationale behind that is that each of those vehicles has the potential, and we have fairly substantive scientific evidence to prove that there's potential for acoustic and physical disturbance by any one of those vehicles when they're within proximity of marine mammals, she said. The buffer provides a safe space for transient killer whales, which are considered a species at risk, to forage, communicate and live their lives, she said. Wald said the case is a reminder to anyone on the water that they need to know and understand the rules about marine mammal regulations, including the Species at Risk Act. People are not allowed to touch, feed or swim with the animals. Approaching orcas is not only bad for the animals but potentially extremely dangerous, she said. Wald said she knows the instinct for many when they see whales is to want to get close, but DFO is trying to encourage land-based viewing to give animals their space. She suggested visiting places like Dodd Narrows in Nanaimo, or the Whale Trail in Campbell River, which identifies land-based locations that are great for whale viewing, instead of going out on the water. We're really trying to change that narrative of wanting to get in and get close, and really trying to think about keeping the wildlife wild, giving them their space, she said. Wald said Jameson's conviction is likely the first of many to come in the next year due to ongoing investigations by fishery officers. While the Crown in Jameson's case sought a $10,000 fine, the judge settled on a $2,500 fine, saying it should serve as a deterrent for others considering approaching whales too closely. The lesson for all of us is sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes those mistakes mean committing an offense, the judge said in his ruling. When we commit an offense, there will be penalties. Jameson has 3 years to pay the fine. Anyone with information about a violation can call the toll-free violation reporting line at 1-800-465-4336, or email details to dfo.or-ons.empo@dfo-empo.gc.ca. Regan-Elliott@timescolonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters@timescolonist.com.